recent weeks have brought increased attention and concern for the food supply chain. Big farms are dumping milk and plowing crops like beans without harvesting them because schools and other institutions aren't open to buy their products. As the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports, small local farms are also seeing changes to their businesses and are figuring out how to get their food to people, including those who need it most.
The greenhouse at Who Cooks For You Farm in Clarion County is full of vegetable plants, and co-owner Chris Brittenberg says it's time to move them into the field.
Well, we'll be transplanting lettuces, sugar snap peas, scallions, beets, things like that.
Most years, about half of what the farm grows is sold to restaurants in the Pittsburgh area on their online marketplace. In early March, they had carrots, turnips, and greens available for restaurants, but then COVID-19 hit.
You know, we're basically seeing on Instagram that people were closing.
This is farm co-owner Eros Lilstrom.
Very, very quickly, the governor closed the restaurants, so people that were trying to continue to be open, we were there for them, still selling to them.
But Lilstrom could see restaurant sales were not going to be anywhere near what they'd planned, so they shifted to allow for individual customers.
We quickly transitioned to making our online sales for the public. That was just an almost immediate decision that we made.
They quickly sold out of their last carrots and turnips. In past years, the farm sold shares in a community-supported agriculture program where individual customers pay upfront for a membership in the farm, and during the growing season, they'd pick up a box of produce at select Pittsburgh farm markets. In recent years, they'd moved away from the CSA model. But as restaurant sales stopped, it started to make sense again.
It was very fast. We had people flooding in. I got new membership on our email, just beeping constantly of like all these new customers.
They had 70 customer orders, up from just a handful in previous years. Local food buying and CSA sales in particular are suddenly booming again, according to Alice Julier. She's director of the Center for Regional Agriculture, Food, and Transformation at Chatham University.
It's just gone through the roof, and nationally, not just here.
She says their popularity had been waning, so it's been surprising to see people suddenly snapping up CSA memberships.
They feel secure. And so anybody that can tap into that, CSA sales have surged because it's a way for people to get vegetables really easily, for farms to package.
And many local farms now allow people to order exactly what they want online. Christina Howell is executive director of the Bloomfield Saturday Market in Pittsburgh. She says it seems like more people want access to local food.
I think people are beginning to anticipate a disruption in the food system, trucking, harvesting from out of state.
The Bloomfield Market is usually open most weeks throughout the year and can attract a couple of thousand people, but it closed in March.
One week we had a vibrant, fun, full market, and the next week we're considering that farmers markets, as most everybody knows them and loves them, will not exist like that anymore for the foreseeable future.
Farm markets are considered essential businesses in Pennsylvania, and many are currently figuring out how to open safely. Bloomfield is looking for a new, larger space to allow for social distancing.
Changing the market layout so there's a one-way aisle with vendors on either side so that there's plenty of room for people in the middle to wait in front of a vendor stall. There's a one-in, one-out system.
And they're looking at a drive-up service so people who order from farms online can drive up and get their order placed directly into their vehicle.
We've heard from a lot of people, you should move to this model of only taking orders online and your vendors only taking orders online, and then there can be no currency exchanged. But that then excludes the ability of low-income people to shop at a farmer's market.
The federal government doesn't currently allow Pennsylvanians to use SNAP or other food benefits online.
They cannot order online. They can't place an online order at all.
With the economy faltering, more people are suddenly food insecure. Helen Gerhart of Lawrenceville United believes more will turn to locally grown food. But for those who can't get to the Lawrenceville farmers market, her group is working with volunteers to figure out how to deliver to them.
Seniors and people with disabilities that find it difficult to get down that big hill to the farmers market and back up. People who have kids, and now it's much more dangerous to travel by bus with kids to a market, you know, we can bring that food to them.
Small farmers like Chris Brittenberg are also talking about direct delivery. Like everyone else, he's trying to quickly adjust to the needs of the market now.
I mean, we're on the fly here. We're shooting from the hip. It's very intense because we grow a lot of food and we need to get it to people.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.